Hello, my name is Mary. I'm coming with opinion research. We are conducting a public opinion survey about Florida, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Florida?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And let me ask you, what are the chances of your voting in the August 20th primary election for U.S. Senate of the Florida legislature and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Certain to vote.
Thank you so much. And do you plan to vote in the Republican primary or the Democratic primary?
Democratic.
Thank you so much. And what year were you born, just for statistical purposes?
1954.
Thank you so much. And are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you so much. Do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, Latino, Asian, Pacific Islander, or any other?
African-American.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you think that the things in Florida are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction.
Thank you, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward them as a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Let's start with Joe Biden. It is favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. What about Kamala Harris?
Very favorable.
Thank you. The next one is Rodney Y. Jacobs Jr.
I have no opinion.
Thank you. The next one is Chad Kretschmann.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. And the next one is Barbara Sharif.
Not favorable.
Thank you so much. If the Democratic primary for the Florida State Senate were held today and the candidates in your district were Barbara Sharif and Rodney Jacobs Jr. and Chad Kretschmann, for whom would you vote?
Chad Kretschmann.
Thank you. How certain are you that you will vote for Chad Kretschmann? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you so much. We're almost there in the survey, but thank you so much for your time. Still thinking about the Democratic primary election, please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for the Florida State Senate. Is the voting rights, education, protecting reproductive rights, climate change and environment, LGBTQ rights, healthcare, home and property insurance, jobs and wages, or any other?
Voting rights.
Thank you so much. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Well, it all depends on how you define those things. I mean, from what they say, that conservative is, that's not my definition of conservative, so I don't know. So,
and would you say somewhat? And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative? In your opinion?
No, liberal.
Thank you so much. Would you say very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Somewhat liberal.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree. And a bachelor's degree.
Thank you so much. And just finally, for strictly verification purposes, I'm a supervisor. Can I have just your first name?
What do you need my name for?
It's just for verification purposes, I'm a supervisor.
I choose not to.
It's okay, don't worry. But thank you so much for your time, and thank you for your kindness helping me with this survey. I hope that you enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, man.
Bye-bye. All right, bye.